From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. It's time now for your letters. First, about my trip to Henry Coe State Park in Northern California, I went hiking with Dan McCraney. He's a wealthy businessman who's committed about $750,000 to help keep the park open after state budget cuts threatened it with closure.
I'll be 69 here pretty shortly, and all of us, I think, start thinking about just what you're going to do with the excess. And I just can't think of a better thing to do than to preserve this park.
Jim Davis of Lititz, Pennsylvania, is grateful for McCraney's efforts. He writes, "I hope that my heartfelt thanks and appreciation reach Mr. McCraney. I may never visit Henry Coe, but his actions to save the park are appreciated nonetheless."
And Kathleen Callahan of Hebron, Connecticut, writes that she was reminded of large donations people give to super PACs. She writes, "Whether it's a Democratic or Republican donation for a super PAC, one can just be saddened by how many years this particular park could exist from donations such as those. That legacy would mean so much more to so many people than the ridiculous money wasted to smear a candidate."
Now, some hollering. We reported this week on the 44th annual National Hollerin' Championship in Spivey's Corner, North Carolina. And Melissa, we all know you're a huge hollerin' fan.
It's true, I am.
Here's some more.
How great is that? Well, Don Garland Jr. of Baton Rouge said our story took him back to his own hollerin' days growing up in northern Louisiana. He writes, "The hollers were not as elaborate as those on the show, never more than four syllables and usually one or two, but they carried long distances telling us who was in the woods, where, and if they needed us to come to them. Today, I work in a chemical plant in Baton Rouge, where I occasionally still use my old holler. We all wear hearing protection due to the noise of compressors, pumps, and blowers. If I need to get the attention of someone a couple of hundred yards away, a loud, high-pitched holler will cut through the din and make heads snap my way."
Well, if you have something to say to us, take your pick. Either a holler as loud as you can and hope that we hear you, or go to npr.org and click on Contact Us.